The sign seems simple and straightforward. Open Monday to Friday, 10 to 9:30, Saturday, 10 to 7, and Sunday, noon to 5:30. But there's more to business hours than meets the eye. Such signs also tell us about other assumptions central to America's consumer culture. They tell us about time, and making time, and spending time, and about allowing time to spend money. Thus, they tell us how we value consumption. And the history of business hours shows us what we might value more than consumption, and how our cultural restraints on consumption have declined over time. The hours of business also tell us about the busyness of America. At the turn of the last century, stores were open just 6 days a week, for a fairly limited number of hours. At the turn of the 21st century, the hours of retailing almost rival the number of hours in the week. And online e-tailing now means that we can shop all day, every day. The different hours on weekdays and weekends are also significant. Stores close early on Saturday night because Saturday is America's night out. Friday night, many of us are still tired from the exertions of the work week, and on Sunday night, we're getting ready to go back to work. So Saturday evening has historically beckoned Americans to saloons and dance halls and theaters. Even our powerful TV networks don't try to compete with the leisure liturgies of Saturday night, running their least attractive shows during this least prime of prime times. The cathedrals of consumption open late on Sunday, out of deference to other American religions that hold worship services on Sunday mornings. Starting with the Puritans, Americans shaped an institutional interval called the Sabbath to redeem the time of everyday life. The biblical Sabbath was a way of saying that some things are holy. It was a way of saying that people need time to consider the larger purposes of life. To free that time, Americans endorsed Sunday closing laws, prohibiting many commercial activities on Sundays. These so-called blue laws were a way for the wider community to agree that, even if the business of America was business, there was other important business to attend to: rest and recreation, reading and reflection, prayer and communion, family dinners and neighborliness. These laws made time for second thoughts and second cousins, for what sociologists now call social capital. As historian Winton Solberg suggests, the Sabbath was not simply the observance of a stated day of the week, but a whole way of life involving man's relationship with God and the entire realm of work and play. By the end of the 20th century, the American way of life had changed dramatically, and Americans have attenuated the traditions of the Sabbath. We have decided that Sunday observances impose an unwanted religious interpretation on the American structure of time. In the name of freedom, we have attacked the Sunday blue laws for restraining our God-given right to choose our own pastimes and to shop when we want. As late as 1985, 39 states still restricted commercial activities on Sunday. But increasingly, Sunday is becoming just another day of the week, which is to say, it's just another shopping day. From the American Studies Museum, this is Dr. America, open for 5 minutes each and every week to serve you best.